The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams become reality.
It's another episode of DBB. And welcome back to DBB. I am your host, John Russell. This is the DBB holiday special, if you will. I don't know how special it is, but this is our holiday episode. So happy holidays to everyone out there, whatever you celebrate this time of year. We are trying to celebrate it with you. So that's, I guess, the chief point of this podcast today, and also just to update you a little bit on things that are going on and what you might expect to hear in 2023, the new year that is coming at us at a rapid pace. But this is the holiday season for 2022, and I can't say it's going to be the last DBB you hear for the year. There should be one more, probably right after Christmas, but yeah, this is the big one, and I thought I would take some time out this morning and talk to you guys, and to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. Hopefully everyone is enjoying themselves and staying safe and staying warm as possible, wherever you happen to be. Who knows, you might be in the Southern Hemisphere and starting summer, so, which is good for you guys. That sounds very appealing. I'm not a big winter fan myself, mostly because it hurts my bones. But overall, I'm doing pretty well physically. I'm doing better than I was last year. Last year, I had some issues. I had an eye issue, and at this time of the year, I couldn't see very well because I had some issues. So my eye was playing up. But so far, so good this year. Things are going well. And, yeah. I can't complain too much. Things are never perfect, but we're doing all right. So I haven't really updated you guys on my medical situation for a while. And there just really hasn't been that much to report. It's just kind of been par for the course. I've been having eye treatments regularly. And we'll be having one right before Christmas here, within a couple of days of recording this. So whatever day this goes out, it's probably going to go out right after I have the treatment. So hopefully all went well. To update you quickly on the things that are going on, of course, we have another episode of our horror anthology. I kind of hate to use the word horror because I don't know that we've had anything that's been particularly horrific on the show, but it's a spooky kind of show. Our spooky anthology, if you will. It's called Tales from a Dark Realm. And yeah, it's actually been a very popular show so far. We tend to premiere them on YouTube first, well in advance of a wide release, but then a little bit later on, I usually release them on the podcast feed and so forth. But primarily you find them on YouTube, but I have one more in the works for you, which I'm hoping to get out within a day or two after this is released, which is going to be a reading of an excerpt from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, read by Gareth Bowley. And that's kind of a surprise. I was cooking up for you guys. I had intended to do some Poe readings, get those released before Christmas, but the timing of it's not working out perfectly, so it will happen. The first one will happen right after Christmas. Things are recorded. I just haven't had time to sit down and combine music and what have you with it. So my apologies for the delay on that, but you'll be getting it before the end of the year, if at all possible. So probably a few days after Christmas or within a week after the holiday. So yeah, you have that to look forward to. Edgar Allan Poe Volume 1 is what we're calling it, because I'm gonna do two or three different episodes featuring Poe readings. At some point, I'm going to get back to doing some original stuff on that show. Hopefully, at some point, we'll even have a full cast drama on that show. That's been the plan from the beginning, but I just haven't had time to write everything. I just released the Robots of the Company holiday special for this year called Lost on SantaCon Day. And that's setting up season 13 of Robots, which will come fairly early in the new year. Not as early as I'd hoped. I started writing the next script, episode number 99, a couple of months back, but I haven't had a chance to finish that script. So I've got some casting done on it already, but I haven't quite finished the script. It's in the works. I've written a portion of it, and certainly have notes for how I plan for the rest of it to go. So shortly after the new year, we'll get to recording that one and hopefully get some more going as well for the rest of the season. So the cast will have that to look forward to. More episodes of Robots. And we're going to have the big 100th episode coming up during that season as well, of course, fairly early on. And that hopefully will be a special event, and I have at least a somewhat special storyline. I had originally planned something bigger a couple of years ago when I was planning it. I kind of expected we would get to the 100th episode before now, and so when my good friend Jeff Niles was still with us, we had sort of cooked up the idea of doing something big. We hadn't had a firm idea what was going to happen yet, but we had planned to do something really big for the 100th episode. And then, all that happened, and COVID happened, and, so many things pushed so many things off. And so, yeah, the really big episode 100, sadly, won't happen because we no longer have Jeff with us or our good friend Victor Aurelius. So we'd hope to have just, those guys and a whole lot more of the cast together for one really big push for episode 100, because that's quite a milestone for the Robots. But, so sadly that won't happen, but, we are carrying on, and I do have an idea for episode 100, and, I think it will be fun. And, so little things that you'll hear in the holiday special as well as episode 99 will give you hints as to what's coming up for episode 100, if you can work out what those hints are. So that's something to listen for. But yeah, there's a larger story arc going on there, which will connect to that and the rest of the season. So yeah, it's been fun. I think the holiday special was fun. I think it came together very well. I think it cohesed quite well. It was about 31 minutes long or something like that. Probably a little longer than the rest of the episodes of the season will be. But I just kind of decided while I was writing it that, I don't have to adhere to that 25-minute whatever time frame for that one, because since it was, you know, going to be the holiday special and all. So hopefully it really was special, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you haven't listened to it yet, you should go listen to it. I'm not going to spoil it. I might have a little clip to it during this episode. I don't know. We'll see. And, yeah, you'll get a chance to hear what you haven't heard yet, if you haven't heard it yet. But hopefully you have either listened to it or you're going to go listen to it. So I'm not going to give anything away. But the basic plot, of course, is BJ has bought this space shuttle specifically for Putch to take command of and go off on this secret mission that Putch has no idea about to test this new drive system under the pretense that they're just making like a passenger and cargo run. So it's, you know, that's kind of the way that the whole episode is set up. And then, of course, things never go as planned or as expected, and Putch gets quite a shock when things don't go quite right. But that's par for the course. And of course, it being SantaCon Day, things never always go quite as planned either. And so, yeah, they always have an interesting situation around trying to celebrate that holiday. And it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I think you guys will enjoy it. If you're a big Robots fan, I know a lot of people are Robots fans and probably been waiting for the bots to come back. It's been a couple of years now. But again, you know, a lot of things delayed it. And plus, I wasn't 100% sure what direction the show was going to take after we lost Vic and Jeff. So when all that was going on, it was just a matter of finishing things that we'd started, finishing the season we'd started. And so, yeah, that was a very difficult and interesting task, to say the least. And so managed to do that. Hopefully it wasn't too much of a mess, but we managed to finish up that season and that story arc that we built up there. And then it was just a case of, okay, well, what do we do now? And can the show even go on now? And I always felt like I couldn't imagine doing the show without Jeff in particular, because he was so much a part of that show. But he always said the show must go on, and I know he would have wanted the show to go on. And so, yeah, we have found a way to continue. And so, yeah, I've had quite a few new ideas for going forward. We've got a couple of new characters that will be appearing regularly in the show. And, you know, the focus has kind of shifted. We brought a couple of older characters back that had kind of departed to help matters along as well, and to keep things rolling, you know, and to keep it fun and keep it funny, hopefully. So yeah, it will be an interesting journey from here. So hopefully you guys are up for it and here for it, and hopefully you enjoy it. So if you haven't listened to the holiday special, that'll give you a hint as to the direction we are taking. And hopefully you'll enjoy that. Hopefully you will. If you've listened to it, hopefully you did enjoy it. It's on YouTube. It's on the website. It's on the podcast feed. So wherever you listen, please listen and enjoy. So this is a big celebration for the show, for the characters, and for the holiday. And that's what it's all about. We're just having fun here. And That's our goal, to have fun and to provide, you know, a little escape from, you know, the doldrums of everyday life. So hopefully we are providing that for you with our content. And I know this year hasn't brought you the most content, at least as far as drama and comedy is concerned. We haven't had as much out this year as we would have liked to have had. So the last couple of years has been, you know, a bit sparse and a bit difficult you know, everybody has had that issue, what with COVID and everything else that's been going on in real life and so on and so forth. So we've tried to keep content coming as best as we can. Of course, I've been doing a few podcasts like this show now and again, and my fan podcast for Doctor Who, Q Who, which you'll be hearing another episode of before the end of the year. I have received my Doctor Who Season 2 Blu-ray, the collection box set, the first William Hartnell and the first 60s box set to be released. I'm slowly working my way through those discs. It's a big set, so it's taken me a bit longer to get through than, you know, than I'd hoped. But I haven't had time to just sort of sit down and have a big marathon of everything. So every night I try to watch one or two things on there, on those discs, and slowly going through the discs to see the new content and to see, you know, what the episodes look like on Blu-ray and so forth. And they look beautiful. But I will certainly reserve my review for that episode of Q Who, which will be the season finale of Q Who. So if you have any interest in that, then tune in to that when that's coming out. It's shortly after Christmas as well. So I'd hope to have that out before Christmas, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that just because of the way things are timing out this week, and getting prepped for the holiday, getting ready to have an eye treatment, etc., etc. You know, there's just so much going on in real life and in this and in production, trying to get these last few shows out before Christmas. That's sort of making it a little bit difficult to finish all the things that I wanted to finish before Christmas and before the end of the year. So, but we're working on it, and you know, you're getting quite a bit of content, I think, here for December. So that's hopefully a good thing, and hopefully you are enjoying what we're presenting to you. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed what we presented this year. You know, we've had a bit of output this year. There have been probably leaner years. I think 2020 was probably one of the leanest years, and then last year was a bit tough as well. But this year we've tried to keep things going. I know I probably did DBB more consistently last year, and there were a lot more episodes. But you know, this year there just hasn't been as much to report on and talk about, and so I didn't have any reason to do it like on a weekly basis like I did last year. And I also felt like last year I got a bit repetitive, so I was trying to keep up a regular weekly schedule with DBB, and I kind of felt like maybe it was just a bit too much of, oh yeah, this is coming and that's coming, and you know, just sort of the same information recycled every episode, and I didn't want to do that this year. So I wanted to try and keep it, you know, as fresh as possible, with each new episode being a little more significant. But that just means you don't have as many releases. And with the internet and all that, you know, the internet kind of wants you to have regular releases. You know, they want you to release at least weekly, if not multiple things a week. And we're not set up for that here at DRE. We really aren't. And I don't know if we'll ever be. At this point, certainly not, because, you know, it's just a handful of us that are contributing to bringing you material. So we bring it out as often as we possibly can and as much as we possibly can. Hopefully 2023 will be a little bit better in that regard. Hopefully we'll have a little more original, you know, dramatic material, and that is certainly the plan, to bring you more drama, more comedy, etc., and more from our horror anthology series, which will continue. Hopefully eventually even more of Showcase. We didn't get to do a season this year. I had wanted to at least release a few episodes this year. We had at least a couple of stories in the works, but I didn't want to release just one here when, you know, one there and not know if we're going to have a full season. So I just kind of put that aside and worked on other things. And we brought you a season of Doctor Who this year, which I was very proud of. And of course, that's always enjoyable to do. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. So there was a lot going on that was, you know, positive this year. So we did release some good things, I think, this year. It probably wasn't one of our banner years. It probably wasn't one of our best years. So, you know, but you do what you can. You do what you can with what you have to work with. And I do think the Robots holiday special was one of the better ones we've done over the years. And we've done quite a few of those, and some of them have been really good, and some of them have been okay, and then, you know, you can't hit it out of the park every time, but I do think this year we kind of did. I think it's one of the better ones we've probably done over the years. I think it's really enjoyable. I think it's a bit funny. I think it's quite fun. So, yeah, again, if you haven't checked it out, you probably should. Lost on SantaCon Day. So it's on the website, it's on YouTube, it's on the feed. You'll find it. You'll even find it on Spotify, so, and various other outlets. So look for it. You'll find it if you haven't heard it and you have a desire to. Hopefully you will. Hopefully you'll just get excited for the new season that's coming. So, yeah, in 2023, I do hope to, of course, have lots of new material for you. I can't tell you, you know, I don't have release dates and so forth. We're going to continue our horror anthology series, of course, so you'll get a few more episodes of that between now and the spring. Hopefully, by the spring, you'll start getting that 13th season of Robots. We've got a new sci-fi series that we've been working on for a couple of years now called Spacers, Inc. And we've got three episodes, which will make up the first season. I had always intended to do at least twice that much for season one of that show, but it just hasn't worked out. But hopefully, you know, hopefully after you hear those three episodes, you'll enjoy them, and they'll be popular, and if they're popular enough, and we can pull it all back together, you'll get another season of it. But sometime in the first half of 2023, you should get to hear those three episodes. They are edited together. I just have to add sound effects, music, that sort of thing. I just haven't had time to get into that because I've been working on so many other things that I have, you know, we always have these deadlines, and then, you know, then there's real life, so et cetera, et cetera. There's been a lot of things going on that keep things going slowly. So slow but sure we get there. So, yeah, you know, there's things to look forward to. And of course, I'm sure there are still some fans out there of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, our epic fantasy series, book four, which I know you guys have been waiting for a couple of years or so now. My apologies, that's taken so long, but of course there have been a lot of teething problems with that show because losing Vic and Jeff really put a monkey wrench in that, because we were mid-recording that season when we lost both of those guys, and then COVID happened, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's been long delayed, but everything is recorded. It is slowly being edited. Got a couple of editors working on that now. It's a slow process because, you know, real life keeps you from being able to work on things as quickly as you want. And it's a complex show as well, but a big shout out to Lee James Sands because he's slowly been working on it. And I've told him, don't worry that that it's not moving quickly, because we still have time. Hopefully by the middle of next year we'll get that out. Probably next summer, fingers crossed, we will finally be able to get that out so you can hear those final eight episodes of that big story arc. And hopefully it all comes together very well. But we are working on it. It is slowly being worked on behind the scenes. So thanks to Lee and the other one or two people that have been working on it. Thank you guys for your due diligence and your hard work. It really is appreciated. I know it's been a slow crawl, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So I have every faith that we'll get there. And everybody will finally get to hear the conclusion of that big story. So yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a very popular series. It's one of our more popular shows of the last few years. And yeah, it's a shame we haven't, you know, we weren't able to finish it up as quickly as we wanted to. But you know, that is life. You know, life interfered in a big way when COVID came along and everything else that happened along the way. So I'm trying to keep this upbeat, but yeah, you know, I do seem to keep going back to the bad things, and I don't mean to. So we are trying to be festive here, and hopefully this episode is fairly festive. I don't want to run too long. We're getting to the point where I probably should start to kind of wrap it up, but I did just want to let you guys know that things are in the works and things are still coming. And to also just, you know, wish you guys the happiest of holidays. So that was kind of the point of the episode. And to have something out there in a celebratory sort of fashion, in a festive sort of fashion. But yeah, so that stuff and more is in the works for 2023. You're going to get more stuff in 2023. Hopefully, that's certainly the plan. You know, we always have great plans. Sometimes things don't work out the way we want, but yeah, I if things continue along the lines that they're going right now, and we keep producing the things that at the rate that they're going, then yeah, you're going to have little pockets of releases. You know, we're going to have some good releases here early in the new year. We're going to have some good releases in the middle of the new year. And then, you know, we've got other things planned for later in the year. So, you know, there's going to be some good stretches of release. And, of course, DBB will be back for another season, season 7, I do believe. And I'm not sure about Q-Who. It's kind of been an up and down thing for a little while. It seemed like people were really interested in it. And then it sort of dropped off. So I don't know if I will keep that up or not. It is just something I do for fun. So it just depends on the mood that it takes me and, you know, things that get released, because primarily it's kind of a review sort of podcast. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it is the big anniversary year for Doctor Who this coming year. It's a big 60th anniversary. We're going to have a new Doctor and all these kinds of things. That has very little to do with Q-Who, because Q-Who mostly concentrates on the classic series. So if there are big things concerning the classic series, then maybe I will have a few episodes of Q-Who for next year. But I'll be wrapping that up soon, and then we'll make a decision whether it even to continue or not. But you know, it's fun for me. It's, you know, one of my interests. So one of my bigger interests, as a matter of fact. So it's always fun to talk Doctor Who, but, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, there's lots of other things coming along, and a new season of Doctor Who, our Doctor Who, hopefully later in the year in time for the 60th anniversary. We've got big plans for the next season of our show with Paul RBC as the Doctor. So, yeah, there's cool stuff coming, plenty of cool stuff coming from many of our shows for 2023. So you guys have all that to look forward to. All right, I do want to wrap this up here. I hope you guys have had at least a decent 2022. Hopefully 2023 is going to be even better and better. It's been a hard year, I know, for a lot of us, for many reasons, real life is tough at times, but we have to keep our heads up, have to stay positive, try your best to stay positive, and spread the love. I mean, that is the big thing. Always walk in love, you know, and positivity. So that's always my message. And for what it's worth, you know, hopefully that message helps some of you guys out there. Hopefully you're having a happy holiday season. I really, really wish that for all of you. And I really thank you for tuning in and listening to me ramble and to listen to all of our creative efforts. And hopefully you still enjoy what we do. Hopefully you're going to enjoy the stuff that we bring you in the new year and for the rest of this year, because we're not quite done. So from my house to your house, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Yule time, all that stuff, whatever you celebrate. We are celebrating with you. We love you guys so much, and we really appreciate you. Please, please have a safe and happy holiday season, and a happy new year. Until next time, guys, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
GD, is that really you?
Squeak, what are you doing here?
I'm a passenger. I'm hitching a ride to Pluto to open my new bar and grill. It's called Juicy's Place. Would you believe it?
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. I'm a passenger, too. I'm heading to a luxury resort on Pluto, as a matter of fact. So, what a coincidence.
Fancy meeting you here, and that we'd be heading the same way. It's a small galaxy, isn't it?
Sure is.
Dr. Betty, are you back here?
Why, it's Pudge! How are you these days, Captain?
You're looking a real state there, Pudge. Everything shipshape?
I wish I could say it is, but I'm just not so sure.
Wait, what does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Forget I said anything. In fact, it's fine. I'm sure everything is fine. Just relax, everyone. It's all under control.
It doesn't sound under control to me, Captain.
Did I hear my name? Is everything okay, Pudge?
Everything's fine, but I think I need a session, Dr. Betty.
It's bad, isn't it?
This program is copyright 2022, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.